when you left teaching, you started the business, been in it about a year, and it was felt it was time to, it was okay to have Carol Jean and everything was going good. Did Mr. Smith take much responsibility in raising Carol Jean and the work around the house when she was born, or did he still handle most of the business?
Oh, he did his part, I guess.
How much did men do at this time as far as in the home? Do you think men do more now or more then?
It depends on what they're doing, I think. You know.
Would he take days off to stay around to help with Carol Jean, or since you were here, that was my responsibility. That's just the way it was.
Yes.
So you would say that mostly men didn't do most. They did their share of the domestic work, but their main responsibility was the income.
Right.
When you started working, you said that it was mostly the men being the visible person, the spokesperson. And now there's a lot of women doing that. You think that's one of the biggest changes that you've seen?
I'd say it's one of the biggest.
Because I know now that you're running the sporting goods store, that everybody, you're just like Mr. Smith. You know, nothing skipped a beat, more or less. And do you think that's the biggest change as far as women being more visible, aggressive?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever go and call on any schools or anything? Or since everything's been established, they mostly call you?
They mostly call me. Of course, if I were younger, I'd go out and call on them.
How did I know that you started running the business out of here, out of the house, and then the house got added onto. When did you add this the brick part where the sporting goods store is now? About when did y'all add that?
You may have to ask Claudette then, because I can't remember that one.
Okay, so it's been there a while.
Yes, many years.
Okay, when did the sporting goods store really become successful? Just gradually, or did it just seem to all come at one time? Because I know it's well known across this county and all over the state.
Well, we just started calling on schools and selling everybody we called on.
And same way in the sporting goods store, you worked in the store, Mr. Smith, calling.
Right.
Because I can remember when I was little running around the store and you always being there and doing the paperwork.
Yeah.
Keeping everything organized, so to speak.
That article there pretty well describes it.
Did you ever want to, you know, go out and call on the schools and do that, or were you content with what you were doing?
Well, a lot of times I would have liked to have gone, but I didn't ever question it because somebody had to do this.
Right. Did I know it's been a family business for a long time. Y'all never, you, Mr. Smith, never had that many people hired outside. It was mostly you, Mr. Smith.
Right.
I can remember just seeing a couple individuals working in.
Yes.
Working in the.
Now, Mary Jo, who helps me in the office, mm-hmm. She's been with us, I believe she said 30 years.
Really?
I didn't realize it'd been that long, but she told me the other day it's been 30 years.
Um, Did you find it hard to balance between the housework and the paid work? Was there, did you just not have enough time in the day to get both things done? Was it tough?
It was sort of hard. Mm-hmm. But I did business, and then I'd do this after hours, so to speak.
Okay, you would just come home and then handle the housework. What, when you started work and you were one of the first women to be in a business, what did people around the community think of a female woman being involved in business? Was it looked down upon? Or
they never
accepted?
It was accepted as far as I could tell.
But you said it was pretty much uncommon.
Right.
Now, what do you think, just a couple of final questions, are some of the biggest differences between the roles of women today as opposed to 40 years ago? Do you think there's more of a burden on women now or back in, say, the 40s and 50s? Do you think women have more responsibilities or...
now than they did have?
Yes, ma'am.
I think they accept responsibilities better than they did back then.
Meaning?
What?
What are you just trying to...
I think that they just accept responsibility now better than they used to.
Take it more and...
yeah.
More seriously?
Uh-huh.
Women had a lot of the same responsibilities back then as they did now, but women are just more visible in the workforce.
Right.
Because I know that you had as much, if not more, than Mr. Smith, but you stayed behind the scenes. You weren't the visible person.
Right.
So you said that you think women are more aggressive today.
Yes, I think so.
More willpower.
Yeah.
Do you think that's part of society? Do you think that women couldn't be aggressive back then, or they just didn't want to be?
They just didn't try to be.
What does that mean?
Well, they just thought. Felt like they weren't supposed to, so they didn't try to be aggressive.
Okay, that's kind of like that. It was just kind of commonplace for the men to be the visible workers. If you could have changed one thing about something that you did or your role in, or a female's role in society, when you were coming up, what do you think you would change? Do you know of anything?
I don't know. Financially, I always thought that if I stayed with the post office, I'd been better off.
Working with the government?
Yeah.
Were there many females working for the government?
Mm-hmm.
There was? Were you one of the first postal?
Yeah.
Was it here
in Anniston?
Wow. So you kind of were one of the first females to do a lot of things.
Right. I tried about it.
Right. You weren't scared to try.
No.
Now, were there a lot of, when women were going to have families and they were working, did they completely quit work and rely mostly on the male income? To try, because it was very tough to balance between a career and a family, or did they need that career for the extra money? Because the big thing today is the career woman balancing between a family and, you know, what should they and should they not do. That's just kind of what I was wondering. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's just a matter of opinion. And then a lot of women just don't want to do their part.
Talking about now or?
Now and for several years back, they don't want to.
You're saying that they didn't want to do their part as in working.
Right.
Didn't want to do it. They wanted to rely on men.
Right.
And your whole attitude of it was you didn't want to have to rely on that one income. You knew you needed that extra money to survive.
Uh-huh.
That's great, because I know most of the stories, you know, you read and in history, they don't talk about women like yourself in that they felt it was their duty to help.
Right.
Where most women were stayed at home, handled the children, and the men worked.
Right.
But that one, you worked too.
Right.
Well, that's great. I appreciate doing this interview, and this concludes the interview with Ms. Hester Smith. Thank you.